Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. And on your smart speaker, just ask it to play WILK News Radio. How's everybody doing today? It's on this Monday, October 20th, 2025. 309, 53 degrees. Got some rain coming down the past, since late yesterday, right? Since early evening, late yesterday, depending on where you've been, but it was coming down pretty good. So hopefully everybody had a good weekend. If it was your choice to go to a rally and protest, well, I hope you were safe and had a good time. If you decided to do some other things, hope you enjoyed yourself as well. Today is the last day to register to vote in our November 4th general election. So if you have not registered to vote, you better get on it because it's pretty quick. I asked some questions so I ended up getting 65 answers. So I appreciate everyone that's chimed into that. But I asked a question: if you thought the No Kings rally were comical and a waste of time and energy. And I'm talking to my conservative friends, my Republican friends, my independent friends who just wanted no part of it. But if you thought it was comical and a waste of time and energy, why would you take the time to waste your day to go counter-protest it anywhere it was? I just don't understand that. I mean, if you thought it was not worth their time, why would it be worth your time to go counter protest these things? And listen, there were disgusting acts on both sides. There's video and arrests and posts everywhere to just show that. But, people use these situations to lose their mind, apparently. From the arrest in Wilkes-Barre for brandishing a gun to a teacher in Chicago mimicking the shooting of Charlie Kirk in the neck. There was just disgusting displays anywhere, signs at places saying Charlie Kirk deserved it, changed my mind. And then conservatives or Republicans that went to these things just to argue. And why? Who cares? If that's their stance, that they think that they need to go out and protest, and a lot of politicians took political advantage of it. We've seen that here in our area. Mostly, the ones I've seen were in the Scranton area. So what? Why waste your time or energy dealing with it if you didn't believe what they were going there for? And I just don't get it, because you're asking for a situation. And was it something that you truly needed to counter protest? Again, you want to get involved with something. Listen, I was looking back. Under the Biden and Trump administration, Trump won the Biden administration and the first year of Trump's administration here. I can't think of a way. Yes, were there higher prices because of inflation? Yes. Did the pandemic cause a lot of issues? Absolutely. But I can look back and say I don't really think that either any of President Biden's policies or decisions or executive orders or what he did and whatever Donald Trump has done in this year or the prior term did not cost me 33.3% tax increase. You know who did that? Right here. Right here in our backyard. Lackawanna County did that. Poor government did that. A Democrat majority that abused their positions and didn't care about the taxpayers did that. We truly need to focus on our local, in our backyard elections, from township supervisors to community boards to school directors to county government to mayors. I mean, there is so much more that affects your day-to-day life than what they're trying to make an issue here. And listen, regardless of what your stance is, this shutting down of the government, this closing things down, SNAP benefits are being frozen today for millions of people here in Pennsylvania alone and across the nation because of this government shutdown. But if you think the answer to the government shutdown is to demand $1.5 trillion in your agenda, well, that's not the way this works. The government is shut down right now because Democrats are playing chicken in the road. The House passed a clean continuing resolution, something that's been done a dozen times before by both parties. No additions to it, no extra spending, no pork, no pet projects. Just we are going to continue to funding the government the right we do now. And let's discuss these things. And listen, some things are valid to discuss. As far as extending the enhanced premium tax credits under ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act for the Affordable Care Act, that needs to be discussed. But no, I do not believe, and I don't think most of us believe, that there should be no income cap to that. I don't think small businesses and people making over $100,000 should be benefiting from taxpayer surplus of funds to fund their health care, support to fund their health care. So if we want to discuss that, because right now under the 2010 Affordable Care Act, that level, that maximum threshold is just over $60,000. So does that need to be risen? Let's have that discussion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
But because they want to add in a whole bunch of other stuff at the cost of one, and it's not just that. If you look at the bill, that's an additional $1.5 trillion. That's the continuing resolution that the Democrats put forward. There's a whole lot of stuff in there. And they're going to hold the government hostage because of that. That's not the way this works. And then they want to have these rallies, old no kings. Okay, have your rally. Voice your opinion. Outside of a few ridiculous incidents that that made both sides look bad. For the most part, they were peaceful. And for my conservative and Republican friends, why waste your time? Why waste your day? Listen, I spent Saturday with a great group of friends around a fire, barbecuing, having a few drinks, just having a great time. Look, watching the sunset over a field of Black Angus cows, it was just, I could care less. And if it was people's opinion that they wanted to go out and stand at Courthouse Square or anywhere else around the country and hold a sign in protest because they don't like the way things are now, have at it. Why would anyone else who disagrees with that want to waste their time? And I just don't see it. It wasn't worth my time or my effort. You know, did I post about it? Sure, because it's news. Did I say things on social media? Of course. But to take my day and say, well, I'm going to go down there, potentially put myself in a situation where there's going to be a confrontation or conflict, or waste my energy, absolutely not. Absolutely not indeed. So it's it's crazy where we've gone to. And I think a big part of it, is the frustration on Democrats from moderate, normal, run-of-the-mill JFK Democrats across down to the progressive whack jobs to socialist communists who are running for mayor in New York and that whole bunch. Because it is the spectrum. I think there's a severe frustration there. I mean, if you just look at the whole premise of a No Kings, I mean, you just ran an election with someone who was coronated without a single primary vote. You pushed your presidential candidate who was elected out of the way, coronated someone and said, okay, this is our candidate now. And you lost. You lost that gamble. And you lost bad because you ran a bad candidate. You ran a candidate that your own party in previous primary said they didn't like. And since then, instead of looking for who's your leadership next, who do we follow, who's going to have a plan, what are we going to stand for, all you're doing is pointing at the other side and calling names. If that's your platform, please continue, because it's not going to help you in 2026. It's not going to help you in 2028. But as far as your right to do that, I applaud it. Have at it. Go out there. Wear your frog costumes. Wear your Halloween get-ups at this political rally and point fingers at the other side and say they're ridiculous, because that's the best you got. That's a winning HOV lane for us. But again, for my conservative Republican friend, if who cares? There is no reason for you to go and change your day simply because the other side is going to protest something. Let them. Ignore them. Go about your day. Live your life. Spend time with your friends and family. Go to work. Do stuff around the house. Do whatever you normally would have done. And I'm not calling people out who did that, but there's just no reason for you to waste that time or energy. And I would say that for both sides. Just like you have the groups who went out and wanted to protest, Trump rallies leading up to the election. Why would you waste your time and energy, which could be spent other way? It's not going to help at the ballot box. So I found it an interesting weekend. And again, people on both sides did dumb things, and they deserve any consequences they get for their actions. It appears that the school that Chicago teacher who was mimicking someone being shot in the neck several times already came out and said that she was on her own time off school grounds. It wasn't reflective of our school, but this has been handled internally and nothing's going to happen. So that's that. And if anyone thought that the Chicago Teachers Union would do anything but, or the teachers' school would do anything but, you're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. The AFT was a major sponsor behind this No King rally across the nation. You're a perfect example for homeschooling, cyber schooling, or all those other choices in schooling. That's where school choice becomes that much more important. And again, if you're a teacher, if you're the ATF and you're out there supporting this and doing these things, keep doing what you're doing. You just saved school choice millions of dollars in running ads for school choice because you just put it front and center. because of actions like that one teacher. It's not reflective of all. I saw some plenty of teachers on the news and in posts and stuff in Scranton that spoke very eloquently. They just disagree with what things going on there. But I ask you, who's the leadership that's going to move you forward? If you're only good at being the opposition, well, then you'll only be the opposition. So, again, I think it was a waste of effort, time, and emotion on anyone who was countering these No Kings protests. Have at it. Have as many as you want. Have it every weekend. Because you know why? While you're doing that, the stores are left less empty for me. Traffic will be less around outside of where these events are, which I'm sure gets congested a little bit. Restaurants will be less crowded. And anything else I choose to do or anyone chooses to do during that time. So I'm glad that it was safe for the majority of them. I'm glad there were no real big incidents for the majority of them. And, you know, here's Monday and nothing changed, right? We still have the same president. We still pay the same taxes here in Lackawanna County or in our cities or whatever county you're here. If you're in Wilkes-Barre, you're still looking at a doubling of one of your fees there. So, again, I would really love to see local people here really pay attention to what's affecting their day-to-day life more. And again, nothing Joe Biden did with his administration, nothing Donald Trump in the past year has done to you could even compare to the 33% tax increase you got from Lackawanna County if you're in Lackawanna County, or what townships are doing as far as data centers, or what school districts are doing as far as their school raises, and our state here, who, again, what are we on, 4 months now without a budget? But yeah, let's point at Washington and say, and make up terms and say we're cool.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.